Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And you know what today is? It's Wednesday. It's 6:37. That means it's time for Cal Thomas. Cal, good morning. Happy
good morning,
Wednesday.
Mary,
how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, let's talk about these students from Parkland High School in Florida. They have become activists overnight. They are now they're going to Tallahassee. They're also planning a march in Washington, D.C. I believe it is March 24th. What do you think about this? You asked some very interesting questions about these kids, questions that no one is answering, no one else is asking, like, gee, did they have a bake sale to pay for those buses?
Yeah, well, that's just only one of the questions, Mary. Look, I sympathize with them. I mean, they saw their fellow students shot down before their very eyes. They barely escaped death themselves. I understand the emotions of it all, but it's really interesting to see how the media are covering this. It fits into the media narrative. Guns are bad. The NRA is evil. Republicans are awful. We need more gun control, and that will fix everything. Well, the prisons are full of people who break laws. They don't regard laws as something that will stop them from breaking the laws. This is what law breaking is all about. Law-abiding people abide by laws. Lawbreakers do not. So the whole idea of these demonstrations, they may satisfy emotionally, they may fit in with certain political objectives, but they really don't do anything. How many marches on Washington have we seen over the years to end racism, to end poverty, and now we're going to end gun violence? It's all political theater. The question that nobody answered that you referenced, Mary, is who's paying for this? I saw all these buses lined up for these kids to go to Tallahassee. No media people are saying who are underwriting this. Maybe the parents are, but maybe it's a left-wing group. And who's going to pay for the trip to Washington and the hotels and the food? Why don't the media ask these questions?
And there's a good reason to ask that question, because it looks like there's a lot of people who are jumping in to sort of exploit the children who've experienced these things immediately. There's, you know, whatever their opinions are, there's a decision-making process that goes into featuring those viewpoints in interviews. In fact, one of the survivors, Brandon Minoff, is an 18-year-old senior, and he's been saying the media chose to target only the gun control advocates in his school because they're instead of focusing on the 17 lives that were lost. He said, quote, "I wholeheartedly believe that the media is politicizing this tragedy. It seems that gun control laws is the major topic of conversation rather than focusing on the bigger issue of 17 innocent lives being taken at the hands of another human."
That's what right. You saw the NBC Nightly News on Sunday night. The anchor and a reporter who was on the scene there were together, and they were just going back and forth. Well, you know, we both covered the Vietnam War, and we've seen violence and war and all of this stuff, and they were basically agreeing with each other that more needs to be done. This perfectly fits the media narrative. Guns are not the problem. It is human nature. Now, look, they hit these soft targets, these guys. They look for places that are unguarded. And by the way, even if you controlled all the guns in the world, if that was possible to do, there are other ways to kill people if people are intent on killing people. Look at Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber. He bought legally acquired stuff at hardware stores, sacks of explodable elements, and blew up the federal building. I mean, are you going to then have control over certain things that you can buy legally in the hardware store or feed stores? Knives. There was a mass stabbing in China a few days ago. You're going to control knives? Could O.J. have been prevented from killing his wife and her friend if we had had knife control? It all starts in the human heart. It all begins with hate. It all begins with a twisted mind. This guy, Cruz, should have been involuntarily isolated and committed to a mental institution. Now, if you want to pass laws, that's the kind of effective law that can work, along with doing something about these soft targets, more security in our public schools.
Cal, you're good at sort of assessing the philosophy at all of this. They, you know, we often turn to government, at least the press does, turns to government for all of the answers here. Is government the answer to this?
No, it's not even the question. I mean, I believe in turning to government as a last resort, not a first resource. I mean, just look at the record. I mean, if you go into a bank for a loan, they're going to look at your financial record. What is his or her history of paying back loans? How responsible are they financially? But we never do that with government. It's like a false god. It's like a cult. We worship at it even though it doesn't deliver. It's the most amazing thing to me, why people turn to government when government cannot do or won't do the things that we want it to do. The reason we have so much dysfunction is that we have exceeded the boundaries established by the Constitution. And that's why government has become dysfunctional. If we put government back within those boundaries, then it would work again.
Yeah, well, the problem is, though, that the left is very good at the messaging. You cannot even question these children because they are unimpeachable. You can't argue with them because they're hurting and they're very sympathetic characters. So the messaging on this is brilliant, and they will get what they want. There will be something banned. Every time something like this happens, there's a ban.
Well, right. Even President Trump yesterday, you know, the bump stock business, and he's going to have listening sessions. We're all about feelings. We're not about results. You remember Debbie Boone had this song, what, 30 years ago? It can't be wrong if it feels so right. Oh, yes, it can.
Yeah, absolutely. Cal, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your insight every week here on the
show.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. It's 6:44 on WMAL.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.